We're back again with Blessing. We're live. I'm really excited. Blessing, obviously, is brave, very bold, and beautiful. And I, first time meeting Blessing, I really don't know anything about her, but I was a guest on Leah Garcia's show, which is 1 p.m. today. And, oh, you know what, Blessing? Hold on. Let me take Leah's and let me just, while we're talking, let me go in and share her event, if you don't mind, because this way, let me share it okay, here we go. Okay, beautiful. So that is that. If you go to my LinkedIn, you will see Leah's, she has Wealthy Wednesday, which is amazing. And Blessing was sweet enough to be interacting and then asked about my show. And so I'm so excited to have Blessing here. So everyone, say hello to Blessing.
Yay.
Who are you? What do you do? Where are you?
Okay, I am Blessing. I am a virtual assistant. I'm an exceptional virtual assistant at that. And I am currently in Nigeria. I am in Abuja, Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria. And I am so happy that I met you at Leah's show event. So I'm happy to be here too. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you are welcome. I'm just pulling up your LinkedIn too, so we could talk. So Blessing, I help, here, you tell me, let's hear your pitch. I'm interested in your services. Who are you?
Okay, I am Blessing. I am an exceptional virtual assistant. I am a lead generation specialist. I am a social media manager and a customer support specialist. So, yes, and I don't just, in lead generation, I don't just generate leads, lengthy leads. I make sure that I use many lead generation tools like Apollo.io. I use Lemlist. I use Phantom Buster and many other. I can even extract leads from Google Map. And while doing that, I make sure that I scrape verified leads. And I don't just scrape them. I don't just generate them. I don't just bring out the Excel sheet or CSV files. I make sure that I follow up by sending out cold emails or even cold calling them to tell them about the product and services of the particular person I'm working for. And in social media management, I create graphics, exceptional graphics that are eye-catching, that represent brands and their authentic nature, selling the product, the offer, and the services. And it's not just handling social media. It's not only about responding to comments. It's not only about responding to messages, but it's about presenting the authenticity of any person I'm working for or any business I'm handling. So that's my aim. And in customer support, I make sure that the SLA of any company I'm working for is always followed. If it's 2 minutes or 2 seconds, if any customer have any inquiry in 2 minutes or before 2 minutes or 2 seconds or 1 second, I make sure I respond. And I am also perfect in calendar management. So anyhow your calendar is, I manage it. Also in appointment system and scheduling, whether on Google or on Calendly or PeakTime or any other calendar management tool you are using, I'm very good at doing that. I'm making your work organized and help you so that you don't miss appointments. Always remind you and block any booked one so that there will be no double booking or missing of appointments. Thank you so much.
I love that. You should go on Chatter Social. I know I talk about Chatter all the time because it's my favorite thing. It's a social audio video app that is unbelievable. The founder is Nelson Apega, who is originally from Nigeria, actually. Oh. And Davido? Right? A famous singer.
Yes, I know Davido.
Oh, yep. He is also involved as, I think he's an investor in the app. Don't shoot me if I'm wrong, but he is involved. He had his baby born on the app, and he will hop on the app sometimes when he's releasing something new, but he loves it too. But I think there'll be a lot of great, because it's global. that it would be great for you. Because, okay, so are you using LinkedIn to send out, like, to look for new businesses for yourself? Like, how do you get new business?
Okay, I have different means of getting new business. I know LinkedIn is my number one because my network on LinkedIn is awesome. I have amazing people on LinkedIn that knows my worth. And the people I've worked for, their reviews on LinkedIn is awesome because I always go above and beyond to make sure that I do a perfect work for anyone I'm working for. I go extra mile to get work done. So LinkedIn is
I'm looking at your community. Recommendations.
It's a very, very good place for me. And I know that I started in LinkedIn. I also have an Upwork account where I apply for work. Yes, I have an Upwork account. I have a Fiverr account and I Hubstaff. I have a Hubstaff account. And I know I've gotten like 2 gig on Hubstaff. And also sometimes occasionally on Facebook. You know, most of us don't take Facebook serious, but from time to time I post on Facebook and I know I've gotten like 3 clients from Facebook. I manage their Facebook accounts and so on. And not only that, there is another way that I do my source for my clients. So personally, apart from doing lead generation for people, I also do that for myself. So from time to time, I generate leads of businesses, startups, and founders, entrepreneurs, coaches that might need my services. So I tailor my email to in a way that it will be appealing and sell myself by telling them what I can do for them and every other thing. So once I send it, I know I do have many responses. And I make sure that it doesn't go to spam because I monitor them on apollo.io. So that's how I get my gigs most time. Thank you.
I love it. You're so sweet. Okay, let's read your headline. Exceptional virtual assistant.
Yes.
Tech sales and customer support specialist. Just in case, Blessing, because you do have like a little bit of a thick accent. So and you talk faster than I do, actually.
I'm sorry. I have to.
No, don't be sorry. I just thought I would make sure that everyone hears you, what you're saying. Lead generation expert. But are you using LinkedIn for lead generation?
Yes, I also use LinkedIn for lead generation.
Be careful. Be careful if you're using a third party app.
Okay.
Because I just got a 4-hour suspension yesterday. I was so scared because I do know other people that have lost their account. And so, you know, even if you are, just FYI for anyone, I was doing like cut and paste, because it was just like quickly sending some messages. And that's what was the issue. They said, oh, it looks like you're using a third party. At that time, I wasn't. I was just doing it myself really quickly because I wanted to make sure I was only sending it to a few people. But I did about 25 all in a short span of the time it took me to copy, paste, and they flagged me. So be careful. A graphic designer. She's going to fix, Blessing is going to fix her link so everyone can see that. Social media manager, not easy. And you help businesses drive sales. I like that. Stay organized and build client. Actually, it's a wonderful headline. And you went to the Federal Polytech.
Yes.
Nekedi,
yes.
In Owerri,
in Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. In Nigeria,
beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and then actually, it's so interesting to me because those are two tough things because everyone always complains. This is what I hear a lot. Okay. I like LinkedIn, but I'm so tired of all these messages about lead generation, and I always say they serve a purpose, and you know what? Read them, learn from them, learn to read the ones that catch your eyes. Like, why did it catch your eyes? Maybe there's some good ones in there. And the ones that don't catch your eyes, nobody's asking you. You don't have to respond back. You can delete it. It's okay. Right. Yeah. Like, it's not like you have to, all of a sudden you send me an email, I've got a lead generation on LinkedIn. But LinkedIn is harder. I think LinkedIn for lead generations is really hard. What is your favorite? Like, so you wear a lot of hats, right? So I have a feeling I'm going to put it in the chat, but I'm going to put it in the comment, but I'm not going to hit send until I'm going to guess which one is your favorite. And I think it's this one. You tell me, what is your favorite thing that you like to do in the day? Is it virtual assistant? Is it customer support specialist? Is it lead generation? Is it social media? Which of those? 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that.
Okay. I actually like all of them. So, but I must say my favorite is virtual assistant.
Is what?
Virtual assistant.
Oh, I was wrong.
I was wrong.
I put in customer support specialist. Your face was like, got so excited about it. All right. So tell us, as a exceptional virtual assistant, I like that. What does that really mean? I think a lot of people are confused. What can a virtual assistant do for me? So you pitch yourself, what can you do for a business? And is there a specific client that you like working for? You can't say everyone, because not everyone can be your client. When you're doing virtual assistant, do you like doctor's offices? Do you like coaches? Do you like massage places? Like, where do you want to be executive assistant for?
Okay. Virtual assistant, executive assistant. The work of a virtual assistant is really cumbersome. Let me just say that anyone that is working remotely, helping people remotely, helping businesses remotely, is actually a virtual assistant. Let me put it that way. But there is some skills that anybody that calls his or herself a virtual assistant should know. Number one is how to manage calendar, because like me, I like working for CEOs. I like working for coaches. I like working for entrepreneurs, both the ones in any business at all. Just that I haven't gotten any clients from the medical line. And I know there is tech sell. There was one time I did a training on tech sell, telehealth. And there are many terminologies that are used there. So if I want to specifically focus on being a virtual assistant for doctors, that means I must know all those terminologies. Like, I should know how some prescription works. Maybe if a patient complains of what is happening, if the doctor is not, my boss is not around at the moment, I should be able to say one or two to make them hold on why my boss takes over, something like that. So that's it. I have already said that I like working for coaches. Coaches, maybe any background at all, I don't select, because my overall work, calendar management, email management, or general administrative tasks, like organizing the work, if the person wants to travel, I can look for visa reservations, flight tickets, and everything. So that's all I do. I do as a virtual assistant.
I love that. I love what you said about that you don't take work if you don't understand the industry. Yes. And I think that is huge, Blessing, because a lot of people will take the work and they don't know the industry. And the only people that they hurt are their own clients and their reputation. So I love that. What is the biggest challenge that you're seeing when it comes to calendar management?
The biggest challenge that I've seen when it comes to calendar management, I think I don't actually have a challenge in calendar management. Let me just say like that.
But your clients. What is the client? Okay. What is their challenge?
Okay, the challenge. You know, most times some clients might, because I don't know whether it's because I'm a Nigerian or what. Some might say, I don't want to give you full access to my calendar. I just want to give you like partial access whereby you do some things. And because of that, most times someone might book. And because I'm not seeing everything based on the limitation, based on the clauses that the person added me on. So that is actually a challenge. And sometimes it really makes the work.
That's kind a good point.
Caring. Yes.
So when you said, okay, I'm glad I asked you this question, because when you mentioned calendar, I thought to myself, oh, you must mean like setting them up with a Calendly or BookMe or any of those sites. But no, you're saying they give you access to their calendar and then you're managing it for them. Are you able to add events onto it so you can schedule appointments on?
Yes.
I like that.
I'm able to do that.
Because Calendly sometimes can be, it can be tough. You know, sometimes it doesn't catch something, or people don't know to do the buffer, and you can have back to back to back to back meetings where you're like really tough. So I think that's great.
I've actually worked for a client that uses Calendly and he doesn't know how it works. So I have to go on a Zoom call with him. I told him how to do that. He later gave me access. After teaching him one or two, he was like, oh, you are really a professional. He then gave me access to his Calendly for me to arrange everything. And he told me his daily schedules, what he does at what time, so that I can block them for people to see when to book. 30-minute intervals for meetings and everything. From 2 to 4, I have chance to receive any meetings. And I actually did that and blocked everything. So that's just how it is. I think in this, my work, the only thing we need is trust. And once your work speaks for you, like my work always speaks for me, because all the people I've worked with and come across with, they always say that, Blessing, you are amazing. So there is this boss I've worked for, and I'm still working with, most times he do give me work. So his name is Eskin Edwards. I don't know if you should check my LinkedIn, you will see his review. He actually gave me an awesome review.
Yeah, no, I do. I love what you just said, by the way. My work always speaks for me. You got to do some artwork. I love your reviews. I love your speaking. You look so pretty. And you were talking about women are amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
I love everything that you're doing. I think you are amazing. My work speaks for me. By the way, I didn't even realize with Calendly, some people are like, oh, Calendly. No, with Calendly is amazing. You could actually use like a service, though I don't even know if it's set up correctly, where it automates. So after I meet with the guests, can you let me know if this works, Blessing? After we meet, you should get an email from Calendly asking you for feedback on the interview and giving you a link to my business page. So you can give me a review, but I don't know if I have the automation set up correctly.
Okay.
Also, everyone who's on a Calendly, you can export all their names too. So then now you have the email list from Calendly and you can use their automation system. I mean, they do have a decent enough automation that they, you know, you could do some things with that. I don't speak tech. I really am not good. I know enough to get something done, but not like, do you use for your clients' emails? Have you ever used Kit, K-I-T?
K-I-T. No, I've not used K-I-T before.
Okay. There's so many. It's like a newsletter sign up with landing and templates. I need some help with it. That's why I'm asking. So okay. I love that. So you're doing, so managing a calendar is fun. David Meltzer says, if you love what you do, learn to love all the things you don't love to do.
Okay. Wow.
Right. Yeah. All right, so what do you not love to do?
Okay. What I love to do.
No, what you don't really love to do.
What I don't really love to do. I don't like being idle. That's what I don't like.
Oh, doing. I love it. I don't love being
idle. I don't like being idle.
Oh, it's come on, Blessing. Are you going to tell me you love Excel files? Do you love Excel?
Yes. I love Excel files. And I do that. I do that. So on Sunday, all I did on Sunday was just enjoyed Excel, did some formatting, conditional formatting, and calculation, pivot table, and the rest of that. I actually explored Excel because I'm also a data analyst. I forgot to tell you, I'm a data analyst. So from time to time, if I have work on Excel, I do that. So data entry is normal thing to me as a virtual assistant. I do that too. I do research. I forgot to mention. I research. If you have some issues and you don't know your way around it or what to do, you can just tell me, Blessing, please see the project I'm handling. I don't know much about it. Can you just get some information on it? So I'll just get to my work, do my research, bring the feedback for you. I don't always use AI because I like the human touch. So that when you use it or when you present your work, people will actually feel the connection. You know, this giving you work is, or anybody buying your product is only when they feel the connection. When they see the authenticity, they will be attracted more. Like recently, there is a project I'm handling personally for myself. I have been trying to help here in Nigeria. A lot of women don't have work. Many of them depend on their husband. And if their husband have any issue at work, they will start from square one. Some might not even have money for feeding. So I've thought of it. I know I've invested in my career. I've paid a lot of money for trainings, and I'm still investing. But I just want to teach them some basics. Yes.
I love that, Blessing. Wait, so thank Blessing. So let me just reintroduce you. Hey, everyone. Hi, this is Blessing. She's a weirdo. She loves Excel. Like a real weirdo. Weirdo that loves Excel, amazing business mind. And if you don't like Excel, then you need to talk to Blessing because she loves it like a baby. Blessing, I love that you're helping the woman in your community. I think that is really huge to help them. And so I could see that when I was looking at some of your videos, but you look amazing on your videos. You're so pretty. And then you're like sharing some great information. No, I mean it. It's really special. You guys look at the one, you have to go to Blessing. So you're going to go, hold on, Blessing. Let me just bear with me for a second. Let me just grab your, hold on. Oh, here we go. I'm just going to grab it right here. IJEOMA and then EG. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, I love that. So you're a role model too, showing how you can be married. All right, let me put this in the StreamYard link. Okay. So go to Blessing and then you'll see what I mean. So Blessing has a really lovely video. When was this? Awesome. Women are amazing. We carry so much strength, love, and resilience. I love this. You know what's weird, Blessing, is that this one, I don't know when you posted it. It doesn't show.
I posted it on Monday. Yes.
Oh,
Monday.
It's so funny. That's the videos don't see on LinkedIn. The videos don't seem to give you the date. And then I love your quotes. Wake up every day with a thought that something amazing is about to happen. Very cool. And then wait. Do you have a podcast yourself?
No, I've not organized a podcast myself, but I've attended. This is the third podcast I'm attending.
Third?
Yes, third.
Oh, three times a charm.
Yes, the first podcast.
We say that in the United States, three times the charm.
I love this.
I like how you did this. I like your message 6 days ago. Oh, so you're offering, if you still are, can I share this with the offer you made 6 days ago? Can I share that with my listeners?
Yes, you can share that.
Okay, we're offering it. This is from Blessing. This is Blessing. Are you a coach, author, founder, or entrepreneur struggling to clearly express your brand? You are. No, you guys all out there, you probably are. We all do that. So just a minute. Okay, so from Blessing, my guest, we're offering a limited time 50% discount on our creative branding consulting services. Clarify your message, build an authentic brand, and elevate your business presence. You don't have to do it alone. What can we do for you? I love it, Blessing. I absolutely love it. And then what do you have here? It's a little video that you created. It's a nice looking video. Really nice looking video.
I created it myself.
You did a great job. The thing is that you have I love the shirt that you're wearing. It's yellow with blue. It almost looks like umbrellas. Oh, it's what you're wearing now. I love what you're wearing. I love that. Yay. You wore it for me. I literally love this. I love it. Yeah,
weird. Thank you so much.
Okay, then we have, I love that you're supporting Leah. I think that's amazing. You have a real, you know what, guys? This is no joke. Blessing knows what she's doing. I love you in pink. The Happy Friday post. Blessing, you know what you're doing. All right. Can we give our audience some tips on LinkedIn?
Okay. Yes.
How many times a week do you post?
It depends.
It does, because your engagements are good. You're very supportive of people.
Yeah.
You're doing a combination of a video, like quote posts or motivational quotes. I like that, along with some of your own branding and kind of sales, but not in a bad way, in a really good way. A lot of photos of you. Do you have a photographer in the family, or these can't be selfies? These are not selfies. Did you do like one photo shoot and now you have a ton of photos?
Okay, yeah, from time to time, you know, the way you present yourself is the way people perceive you. So most times, I know my camera is very fine. My phone camera is fine, but...
Oh, I could really show this, actually, Blessing. Hold on. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of doing this. Hold on so people don't think, what is she thinking of? Let me show you. Look, here's Blessing's page. See what I mean? Lovely.
I did that myself. Yeah.
It's good. This is your wording. You're going to fix that and then let me know. So I have that. Your about looks amazing. I like that. I like a little bit, Blessing, of what you like to do on your own too. You know what I mean? What do you do on your free time? So that may be a good thing to add. On my free time, I spend it with my family, shopping, swimming, like whatever that looks like. Here's what I'm talking about, guys. The videos. Oh, on my phone, it doesn't show me a day away. See how nice this looks? Wait, hold on. Oh, Blessing, you know what you don't have? Oh, you do have your featured.
I have my featured. Yeah.
I would put some of these colorful ones on your featured. I would absolutely do some of that. Are these updated? Yeah, I would bring, I'm on someone else's, I'm on a client. Sorry, client. But anyways, I would actually do that. And then I just want to look at your post. See how beautiful that is? I am loving this. I love that. Just bring it up here, Blessing, because you have three lines of copy that will show. So see how that doesn't show? So you might as well just bring it up so we can see the first three lines.
Okay.
I love that you're supporting him. Is it's because he's handsome or a friend of yours?
No, he invited me for his event, so I have to share it. Anytime I attend any event, you must not be my close network or my close friend. I like supporting people because people have actually supported me in life. What I am today is from the support I got from people. especially my best friend Ugochi. She has been the one pushing me, and also my husband. Yeah.
Hi, she best friend. Me. Happy.
She always tells me.
I love that blessing. I love. Oh my God, you're like the one-liners. You've got like amazing quotes that come out of your mouth. You just drop them. Blessing. This is awesome. This is awesome. I just think that's amazing. Here's Leah. So I was a guest, and that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Leah's up at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so join her. See what I mean? Look how beautiful Blessing is. You photo so well. I really don't. I look, my photos are gross. All right, I love that. I love this, Blessing. See what you're wearing? I love it.
Thank you.
I'm loving everything here. This, I don't even want to look at it. I don't even know what it is. Beautiful.
It's about cloud computing. So the lady was sharing about her journey on cloud computing. So I kind of picked interest because of every day she consistently updates us about her journey, her progress, and what she has learned. So it made me to start thinking towards maybe registering for the course. So I might register for the course.
That's way over my head. Blessing, I love this. I love your outfit. I love this. See how, I love this. I love all the photo shoots that you have. Look at that. You are a beautiful woman. Wow. Oh, this is me. This is me. I love it. Thank you for you are full. Look at you. You got this. So how does someone work with you? Let me go back to where you are. So let me go back to this. Let me stop the sharing. Thank you for letting me have fun. How does someone work with you?
Okay.
Call, email. They just get in touch with you.
Email is fine. DM is fine. You can message me on LinkedIn and tell me, Blessing, I want you to work for me. See what I want to do. Just tell me what you want and I'll get it done.
I love it. I'm going to say visit Blessing. LinkedIn.
My phone number is there. You can chat me up on WhatsApp. You can check. Anyhow, you can send an email. I'm always active.
Anywhere. Oh, and it's nice that you're on Upwork too. I'm on Upwork too, Blessing. And yeah, you're right. Sometimes some people, they may not know you and they may be like worried, so they can hire you on Upwork. They can hire you on Fiverr.
Yes, I'm on Fiverr. I'm on Upwork.
Beautiful. I love that you're on Upwork. Oh, so Blessing. So one more tip. Add your Upwork, because there will be people that may just want to hire you on Upwork because it's easier for payments. So in your contact information, you can add the website for Upwork or the website link for Fiverr in case, because I know that they take a percentage out, but they also people feel more comfortable, right? It's steady. So I think it's good for both you and then the guest. So I would add that to it so that you have it. And you're amazing. And you're on WhatsApp.
Yes, I'm on WhatsApp.
And I'm so glad I can support you. I love this. I'm gonna give you the website for Chatter Social. And then you let me know if you want to receive an invitation. And if you do, download the app, put your name in, you're going to have your username, and then just send me a LinkedIn message and I'll send you the invite.
Okay.
You'll love it. If you like it, it depends. It's, you know, but
I like it. I like exploring. Cool. I like learning new things. I just like advancing myself. So
I love that. Like
it. Thank you.
And there's a large Nigerian community, but they are all professionals. They're either artists, you know, creatives, I should say. So like musicians and a lot of talent on the app. So a lot of opportunity for you to build that relationship and build trust and connections. All right. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, that you kind of wanted to share with me?
Yes. So I wanted to add that if you want to hire me on LinkedIn and you are scared of how to pay, maybe because I'm in Nigeria after delivering my services, you don't need to be worried. You can pay me via Remitly or Western Union or MoneyGram or even Sendwave. Yes. So there is a lot of means that you can pay, and at a snap, at in a second, it will be in my account. So how it works. Yes, thank you. And if you also want me to work for you through Upwork, maybe after this show, I will copy my Upwork link and add to my LinkedIn account, and also my Fiverr link. All the work job boards that I am into, that I registered on, I'll add all the links so that people will see me and know that I actually mean what I'm doing. Yes.
Blessing is the real thing. I know what you mean, though, because a lot of times, you know, just here in the United States, someone will go, oh, Nigeria, no, scam, you know, and then they will delete it. So I want no scam. You are real. You're supportive. You're creative. You're running a good business, and you're supporting your community by helping women. So you deserve to not be put in that group of people, right? Like, that none of us should have a bias against the whole population because we have scammers here in the United States, people. We have plenty of Americans that are scammers. So give Blessing a try. Don't be afraid. And look at how beautiful she is. And look at her brain. And she loves Excel. She's a weirdo because she loves Excel, but we'll let her go with that. No, but seriously, Excel is really important. I can, it's funny because I don't really know Excel. I mean, I could use it to like the barest minimum. Like literally, what I know is enough to like do nothing with it. Like a couple of things, obviously. But with someone who you really understand Excel, like you get all the data, like you get it.
Yes.
I bow to you. Because you can't ask ChatGPT. I guess you'd have to make a whole AI bot that understands Excel. I'm only good with chat or AI, certainly not like anything professional, but I think understanding.
If you don't know it and ask ChatGPT, it might confuse you most times because I think my friend called me the other day. She was doing something and was confused. She asked ChatGPT to help her on something on Excel. And ChatGPT, what she was doing, she wasn't getting it right. And she knew that it was wrong. She had to call me and say, Blessing, please, see this, help me out. I'm hooked up here. And I don't know what, I know I'm getting it wrong, so I have to put her through. And she just did it. Excel is actually awesome. If you understand it, I think I started learning Excel secondary school, yes, I was in SS3. I don't know what people call that in the United States, but here is final year in secondary school. Final year in high school. So that was when, because from, I think, SS1, they started teaching us on how to use computer, Microsoft Word, how to type on Microsoft Word, how to create calendars.
Do you code?
No, I'm still learning how to code. It's just minor, like HTML. I've not really gone advanced on coding. So for now, let's not call it. Let's not call coding.
Love it. You know what you know, and you know what you know. I think you're amazing, Blessing. I'm so glad that you came on the show. Sorry about last week. Thank you for rescheduling. And I'm so glad we're connected now so that we can stalk each other on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. And I would like to come again. Yes. You're actually fun. And your presentation, the event I met you at Leah's event, it was so awesome. And I was happy I attended that event, actually. Thank you so much.
You have to wear the same shirt if you come again. Is that a shirt or a dress? Is it a dress what you're wearing? What is it?
Okay, it's a shirt. It's a shirt.
Oh, so pretty.
Long sleeve shirt. See.
It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. I love, love it. All right. Have a great rest of the day. And I am so, it was a blessing meeting Blessing.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And it was also a blessing meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you, Blessing. I love it. I'm going to end the stream right now. Okay. And then I want to say I have about six or seven podcasts.